USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Part of China's largest rocket is tumbling out of control and falling back to Earth. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
We don't know exactly when or where, but sometime this weekend, a 10-story, 23-ton piece of rocket is headed our way. At the latest Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. Space Command, a branch of the U.S. military, was tracking the rocket as it fell back to Earth.
It's too soon to know exactly where it's going to come down, but again, we're tracking that.
Even at AccuWeather, where Bob Larson works, is tracking the rocket as it heads our way.
As large as it is, we suspect at least a portion of it or pieces of it will make it all the way to the ground.
Multiple explosions in the capital city of Afghanistan has caused at least 25 deaths. The Taliban is condemning the attack and saying they are not responsible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Powerball player finally has his winnings, but he had to fish through the trash to get it. USA's Michael Fortier has more.
Clearwater, Florida's Hoyt Hamilton won $1 million in a Powerball drawing last month, but he almost lost it all when he brought the ticket to his local public supermarket. He handed it to the clerk who ran it through the machine, and that's when things started to go sideways.
He figured since it didn't print winning ticket on it, it must not have been a winner. She put it in the trash can, and I didn't think anything of it at the time.
It took 2 hours for Hamilton to realize what happened and return to the store.
I explained what was going on and asked them if they'd emptied their trash yet, and they said no, and I said, well, I need to go through your trash.
He found his ticket, but only after checking it did he realize just how much he had won and almost lost. After taxes, he collected over $750,000. He told Fox 13 News he's going to start college funds for his 4 grandkids and save the rest for travel and retirement. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The actress who starred in Bachelor Party has passed away. Tani Katane, who married Whitesnake's lead singer David Coverdale, was famously on their videos. She also appeared in Seinfeld as Jerry's girlfriend in The Nose Job and co-hosted America's Funniest People in the 90s. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley and was charged with domestic abuse for allegedly kicking him in the face with her high heels. Katane died at her home in Newport Beach, California, at the age of 59. The cause of death has not been determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.